Connecticut Innovations administers some of the economic development programs that were set up in the 2011 Jobs Bill, and it uses state bond funds to do it. It last went to the Commission in March of 2013, and it was due to get another slice of money this year. Spokesman Lauren Carmody.
We've attempted to get on the agenda a couple times, and it just comes up that, you know, sometimes you make the agenda, sometimes you don't.
The problem now, the Bond Commission has cancelled several recent meetings, and the earliest it can approve the CI funding is November. That means contractors who work for the state's entrepreneurial ecosystem, CT Next, won't get paid until January, and some start-up companies won't get the investment cash they'd been counting on. Carmody says they're trying to be as transparent as they can about the issue.
It is a short-term delay, and we're working our way through it. We've just been very vocal about communicating it with the people who are impacted.
There are programs that are gaining momentum that should be supported, and with this disruption, it really feels like the state isn't in the game, and really this isn't an issue that they're truly interested in.
That's entrepreneur Mark Lassoff, who's acted as a mentor to CT Next startups. He calls the shortfall inexcusable, and he says if the state really wants to play in this commercial space, they have to be willing to live up to the standards a commercial business would expect.
Frankly, if the situation was reversed, where the contractors were telling CI that they couldn't deliver on milestones until 90 to 120 days late, their contracts would be discontinued.
Governor Daniel Malloy chairs the Bond Commission, and he's on the board of Connecticut Innovations. Both sides may be looking to him for a resolution. His office issued a statement saying, quote, Governor Malloy has and will continue to support CI in its critical mission. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.